Full service radio. Hey everybody, welcome to Direct Message with A Creative DC. We're live on Full Service Radio, broadcasting from the lobby of the Line Hotel in Adams Morgan in Washington, D.C. As always, I'm your host, I'm Morgan West. I'm founder and director of the A Creative DC Project. So you may have seen us on IG and on Twitter. We're at A Creative DC, and we promote creative community and creative economy in the digital realm. So we have a 1.1 million strong hashtag feed on social, actually on IG alone. So when you scroll through that content, whether it's on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, you're accessing perspective on and from this city, from the people and projects who populate it digitally and IRL. So overall, we work to shift perception of creative Washington, D.C., like what that looks like and what goes on here. And we certainly could not do that alone. We're here to amplify the content that's going into that hashtag feed. And this podcast is just one of the new media ways in which we do that. So today, it is November 7th, 2018. For a little context, it's the day after the midterm elections in Washington, D.C. And today we're in studio with our guest, Rosalie Ferris. So Rosalie is someone whose name I'd heard on repeat long before ending up, even just momentarily, actually ended up in her Northeast sewing studio. She's the founder of and the one woman show behind her company, Pattern Sample Sew. Pattern Sample Sew is a perfectly descriptive name. Rosalie works with a wide range of clients to create patterns and samples, and if needed, to work A to Z on the technical design and production process for apparel and fashion and sometimes home goods. So from a personal perspective, I am so interested in today's conversation because of the how and the why, and really the how, right? The how somebody becomes so excellent and experienced in their field that simply by doing what they do, they're in a position of advisement and like trusted consult. And I feel like, Rosalie, that's very much what you are and what you do. And today, so we're going to dive into it with Rosalie Ferris of Pattern Sample Sew. We're going to talk technical skills. We're going to talk working with your hands. And we're going to talk about how she's making it all work here in Washington, D.C. So Rosalie, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, I'm so excited. I'm really looking forward to getting to know you better because, again, I feel like I've been hearing your name for like years and years and hearing about what you do. So it's lovely to speak to you in person. So let's dive right into this. Let's make this happen. Rosalie, what was the very beginning of your work in this field? So what was the kind of first time you picked up a needle and thread?
Well, I started sewing as a little kid and was always someone that just loved making things. And I learned to sew and it really stuck and I just kept wanting to sew and sew. And then I went to university in Canada at Dalhousie for costume studies. So I learned how to construct costumes, make patterns for both modern and historical garments.
Wow.
And then after graduation, I moved to DC and found a few different sewing jobs. I worked at the Washington National Opera for a few seasons, and then I also worked on a few local clothing lines.
Wow. Oh, and that was just kind of like a... So you went from costume construction and design, which is its own, like, amazing kind of field, and it does make sense that you moved to D.C. because there's such a huge theater contingent. Is that what spurred that move?
Yeah, I knew that there were many different theaters here. There were a few theaters that had medium-sized costume shops, and that's what I thought I wanted to do at the time.
Wow. Okay, so you went from being like a very young person with a needle and a thread, I would imagine, sewing by hand. And so by the time you were college age, you were like convinced that this is what you wanted to do?
I knew I wanted to sew things. I knew it was what I enjoyed doing and what I wanted to find a way to make it my career.
Wow. That's amazing. I always have so much respect when people are like, this is it. Like this is my area. So that whole Malcolm Gladwell, like 10,000 hours thing, do you prescribe to that? Are you familiar with that at all?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, is that like, cause right now, like your pattern sample sew.
I would say it's pretty relevant.
Yeah.
Especially with sewing, the more you practice, the better you get, the faster you get. Every time I make something for the first time, it takes me quite a while, and then the second one takes about half the amount of time, and as it goes on, it takes less and less time.
Wow. Okay. All right. And so you said, you know, I'm picking up on cues and I do know this about you, but you said university in Canada. So you're not originally from DC, obviously.
No, I'm from Canada.
Yeah. And wow, that's so, it's so interesting. I mean, I feel like there is some phrase about DC where it's like we're, you know, first in museums and second in theater, right? And there really is such a huge creative industry here around art and like the actual industry behind kind of creativity and in plays and theater. And kind of what point were you like, I'm not going to work in that specific thing anymore, and I'm going to transition into starting my own business?
So theater work was often very seasonal, and so when I would have slow times with theater, I would work more on fashion related projects. And I realized that by working in fashion, I'd be able to be employed year-round a lot sooner. And that was important to me.
I love this practicality. Yeah. That's so necessary in a creative career. All right. So, guys, if you're just joining us, if you're just listening in, this is Direct Message with a Creative DC. I'm your host, Morgan West, and we are in studio today with Rosalie Ferris. She is the maker and the wildly technically skilled woman behind Pattern Sample Sew, which is her business. She first picked up needle and thread when she was very, very young and kind of immediately knew that this is what she would be working in. And now, you know, X years later, right, she's in Washington, D.C., and she's heading up her own business. So, again, I said this at the top of the show, but the name Pattern Sample Sew is just so apt. And, Rosalie, you really strike me as somebody who lets their work speak for itself. The way you describe what you do on your website is just very refreshingly straightforward. I for some reason, I like loved this little blurb so much. You said, "We take pride in our quality workmanship, attention to detail, and good, honest service. We enjoy the collaborative process whereby we work with clients to create fine products from their ideas." I love that. It's just like refreshingly, like we're just going to do good work with our hands. It's like this beautifully, like, I'm not going to say American now because you're Canadian, but it is. It's refreshing.
Well, a good product really speaks for itself and can really sell itself. And if you design a product with a lot of intention, it's going to look beautiful and people are going to be more interested in it than if you just throw things together.
I love that. I love that. Sewing with intention, projects with intention. And you provide all sorts of services with Pattern Sample Sew, like a ton of services. So, you know, we're stuck in an elevator. Give me your pitch. What is the like big picture, top level? What is Pattern Sample Sew?
So Pattern Sample Sew works with both emerging and established designers. So people that want to create products, be that clothing, accessories, or home goods. And we walk people through the whole process. So we meet with them and discuss product development. So what is their product going to be? Immediately we talk about making their product suitable to be manufactured. So do we need to make lots of changes to a design or streamline it so that it can be mass produced? After that, we help with a bit of sourcing. So finding all of the materials that will go into the product. And then after that, we'll move forward with development, which will involve making a paper pattern and then making a physical sample from that paper pattern.
Wow.
And that process gets repeated for every item, and there may be multiple versions of each item made before it's then ready to move towards manufacturing.
Wow. Okay. All right. So that's really intense. Let me, I'm like, I need to like mentally break this down. I mean, that's amazing. And that is like a deep, deep level of collaboration with the client. So, okay. So let's say like I'm potential client Morgan, and I'm kind of walking in and I've just got an idea and I like want to make a dress. Am I ready to work with Pattern Sample Sew? Like, can you take this from like a germ of an idea in a sketch and kind of bring it all the way to Z?
So we'll have a discussion about what your product is. You might bring in some sketches, some inspiration images, maybe some dresses that you own, and we'll put it all together to figure out what it is that you actually want to do. And then we'll discuss what the details of your design will be, where there will be seams, how you want it to fit, how we want it to drape. We'll also look at some fabric swatches, start to get an idea of what direction you want to go in. And then after that meeting, we would source some additional swatches and figure out what you want to do and how to make it happen.
It's good. And it's funny because it's just like, yes, it's like this is the formula for this. But it is absolutely like just such a creative and hands-on and like, you know, wide open process, I think, starting from the beginning. So it's really amazing that you're able to like hone in and be like, no, this is how we do this. So this is, I guess my next question is, what does that for you you know, beyond working with someone to create a fine product that does speak for itself, what, I mean, is it an emotional process to work with someone on something that obviously is like very, you know, people are coming to you because like they have a dream, right? Yeah. They have something specific in mind that they want to achieve. And what is that like for you?
It's really neat to be able to work with people to see it go from their initial idea to what the final product ends up being. It's often quite different from what they first come in with.
I would imagine, yeah.
There's a lot of people, especially if people don't have a design background, they haven't thought about how things are going to go together or how the materials will work at all. So they have an initial idea, and often the finished product is quite different, but they're also really excited to see that they had an idea and now we have a physical product that they can sell.
Wow. Yeah. And I'd love to jump into like a little more client stuff in just a few minutes, but you know, just to kind of back up. So we talk about, all right, we've got this idea and Rosalie's here to help you and to kind of like hone in and figure out materials and figure out, and I love that, this, like, where are the seams? You know, like these are probably things that I would imagine sometimes people come in with and don't necessarily think is part of the process. But you talked about sourcing. So I'd love to maybe dive into that portion of it a little bit. Sure. And how did you become an expert on sourcing? How do you know all these things, Rosalie?
I wouldn't really call myself an expert on sourcing, but I know a fair amount about it. But typically sourcing is basically finding all of the materials that go into your product. So there are a few different fabric trade shows that happen twice a year, mostly in New York, that I try to go to, where you can meet with different fabric vendors, look at all of their swatches, order additional swatches from them, and get a feel for what materials are available in the quantities that our clients may need. Mm. And then we also have lots of different suppliers that we know of that we often recommend to people. So you have, typically to make your product, you need your fabric, your buttons, your elastic, your zippers, your labels, any other sort of item that gets sewn on.
Gosh, it really is. It's so, I mean, I know I sound like a kindergartner, but I'm like, because everything you say, I'm like flabbergasted. I'm like, this is insane. This is amazing. But we were talking before the show and you were saying that, you know, one of the unique aspects of your business is that you're doing what you do in Washington, D.C. And so obviously there's like a huge industry for what you do and there's like factories dedicated to it. But you're in D.C., and you're like one woman showing it.
Yeah, well, when I decided to start my business here, I realized that there were lots of designers or people that wanted to be designers here that didn't have easy access to factories or facilities where they could develop their products. So you can find businesses similar to mine in many other cities, often on a much larger scale, but there wasn't a standalone business here that offered those services to that community.
Yeah, that's so smart. I mean, I feel like so much of DC, for whatever reason, is still kind of about like filling gaps, right? And that is, I think, a prime example of someone who's able to step in and see that, you know, this exact type of collaboration is just in high demand. So I'm so excited, Rosalie, to be talking about you today with all of this. We're going to take a super quick break here on Direct Message. We will be back in a few on Full Service Radio. We're going to dive into exactly what that client collaboration looks like, what it is like to fill that gap in Washington, D.C. And again, we're going to talk a little bit about studio space as well. So guys, thanks for listening. We'll be back in a few.
Rock the beat.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. This is Direct Message with A Creative DC. Once again, I'm Morgan West. I'm in studio today in full service radio with Rosalie Ferris of Pattern Sample Sew. Rosalie provides technical design and all sorts of sewing services, including sourcing, from her studio in Northeast. Rosalie got started with her career in theater and in costume design. And we were just talking during the break, like the level of entrepreneurship here, I feel like is really admirable because she was working in this very seasonal industry and realized that if she was working more in the fashion design realm, this could be more of like a year round kind of situation. And then also before the break, we were talking about how Rosalie just really saw a gap in the Washington DC market for someone who could provide these services. So, you know, yada, yada, yada. She's built a creative career out of her studio in Northeast DC. And we were also talking about before the show started, speaking of seasonal, we're talking about this is like a very busy time of year for you.
Yeah, it's a busy time. We're working on a lot of spring collections. We have clients that are doing lots of holiday markets. People have their fall clothing lines coming out now.
That's a lot. The holiday market aspect of it alone sounds like wild times.
It's a lot to have multiple clients doing the same holiday market sometimes. It's a lot to make.
I would imagine. That's so cool, though. All right. So, and not only are you working on all of your different client projects, and again, just like a wide range. So everything from kind of home goods. I love how you say it's like sewn goods. Like, so guys, seriously, think about that. Like anything that is sewn, Rosalie can make and produce for clients. But this is like a brand new thing for you. You're also now creating things under your own label.
Yeah, it's something I've been thinking about doing for quite a while, and I had a client that was opening a store and looking for some new lines to include, and I decided to start my own line of scarves, some home goods, as well as some bags.
Wow, okay, and the name is Common Raven?
Yes.
Okay, yes. And you can check it out online at commonraven.work. Congratulations on that. So I really have to ask, though, so you are someone who has like tons and tons of technical expertise. When it comes time for you to like create your own items, like, is it kind of like, again, is it born from this like gap that you're noticing kind of like in that specific market, or is this like fun time, experimental time for you, or are you going like straight to like, this is the best?
It's definitely a mix of things that I know will be successful and things that are really interesting and different. So having produced probably thousands of items at this point in time, I know what kinds of products typically sell well based on people reordering them from me.
Ah.
And
you are your own market research.
So yeah, from making things, I know a lot of that. It's something I've wanted to do and I just hadn't picked a name for a really long time.
Really?
That was one of the big struggles to get started.
It was dependent on the name.
Yeah.
That's true in so many things in creative lifestyle, isn't it? So what did you launch with Common Raven? So there's a scarf for sure.
So we have a few different styles of scarves. We have some pillows, and then we also have some like zipper pouches and coin purses as well.
Nice. And where can we purchase these?
So you can purchase them at Park Store, which is a new store at Mosaic District. Our bags are available at Resource Library.
Oh, great.
And soon you will be able to shop online. And you can also shop in person on Saturday, November 17th at our open house at Off the Beaten Track Warehouse.
Oh, so great. Yes. All right. I had seen internet rumblings about this open house, so we should talk a little bit more about that. So, Rosalie, you work out of Off the Beaten Track Warehouse. Is it Douglas Street? Am I remembering that right?
Yes.
Okay. You're in Douglas Street in Northeast. Can you describe Off the Beaten Track for someone who's never been there?
So Off the Beaten Track is a renovated warehouse in Northeast DC that has about 20 different small businesses and artists in it, in a series of individual studios. And the building opened about 5 years ago.
Okay. Have you been over there the whole time?
Yes.
Wow. Okay. So you've had your studio for 5 years. Because this is my question. How much stuff do you have, Rosalie? Like, what does it take to run a production sewing studio?
I have a lot of stuff and a fair amount of equipment. I started out in a space that was about 350 square feet, and last year I moved into a space that's just over 700 square feet.
Wow, so you had to double your size. Do you feel like you could still use more space?
There's still a lot more room to grow in the space that I currently have, which is good.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. So, and were you, and have you ever tried to like run this business from your home?
I never tried to run it from home because there just wasn't space.
Okay. So like immediately like external studio space was needed.
Yeah.
So what has your experience been over at Off the Beaten Track? So that's what I love about that is there are, that's a big studio for DC. So there's 20 different artists. Have you found yourself like in collaboration with any of them over the years?
Yeah. It's just a really nice community. There are some artists I see almost every day. Some people I don't see as often, but I've definitely... And there are a few people that I've gone to collaborate with over time. It's just a really nice community, and it's a really lovely workspace.
Yeah, it is. It is a beautiful workspace. So I don't even know if you remember this, but I was like with Lori, who owned Redeem. And yeah, we like stopped in to Rosalie's studio, and she was just like very much at work. And yes, lots of machines and kind of things piled, but it wasn't... It was kind of like a lovely, it was by no means a mess. You seemed very highly organized, which I would imagine you have to be juggling that many clients and measurements.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. All right. So we're in studio today with Rosalie Ferris. This is Direct Message with A Creative DC. And we're really, we're chatting about all sorts of different things with Rosalie. So she started out sewing when she was just a really young girl. And then now we've cut to Pattern Sample Sew, which is this one woman shop, one woman sewing shop in Northeast, in DC. And, you know, I love what you said about, you know, this DC is like where you really where you want to be and where you want to have your studio, because there are, you know, kind of communities and facilities, and you know, this happens all across the country. So kind of what is your reasoning behind, again, you left kind of the theater industry, which is what took you here. What keeps you in DC?
I really love working and living here, and I love that my business is unique by being here, and I'm able to find lots of customers and to keep myself really busy.
Yeah, again, it's just a straight up entrepreneurship. It's great. All right. So, Rosalie, you say, I'm so excited. This was your first podcast. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. But I did also see that you spoke last summer on a FGI DC panel. And is that Fashion Group International?
Yeah.
DC? Yeah. So, again, it's just kind of, I think, indicative of your level of expertise that you're kind of like, you know, you're here and you're someone who can speak on like sourcing practices and manufacturing and, you know, how much are you kind of involved in that aspect of it? I guess like in education. Education's what I'm looking for. That's where I'm going, because you teach classes as well, right?
Yeah. So right now I teach private lessons. I'm not involved in a whole lot of teaching at this point in time. It's something I'm definitely interested in getting into more. It's just a challenge to figure out what exactly I want to teach and where and how.
Right. And with all of your spare time.
Yeah.
And all of the extra space. That's very cool. So if someone were interested in kind of getting private lessons with you, what would that look like? Is it kind of like a project-based situation? Like if someone was like, I want to make my own dress, can you kind of like oversee and help me? Is that something that you do?
Yeah. So every private, so I only teach private lessons either to groups of one or two. And I tend to focus mostly on advanced skills and pattern making in those lessons.
Got it.
And for each of those lessons, we'll tailor the lesson to whatever it is they're wanting to learn. So if they want to learn how to make a pattern for a skirt and then cut and sew that skirt, then we'll work on that over a few lessons. If they want to learn how to make their whole line, we can work towards that.
Wow.
That's a much larger project,
Yeah, that sounds like more than a few lessons.
Yes.
All right. So if this is anything that you're interested in, please be sure to reach out to Rosalie. She is at patternsamplesew.com. And Rosalie, as we kind of head towards the end of our half hour here, I personally hate the word and the phrase like dilettantism. Like I can't stand it, because I think there's so much to be said for a creative career that kind of, you know, lets you organically kind of like wander into things, right? And then I think on the other side of that, there is, I just have such equal admiration and probably more admiration for people who were like, this is the area in which I'm going to work, and this is where I'm going to like hone my expertise, and this is where I'm going to spend my time. And you obviously have fallen into that latter camp. Like, you are someone who, again, you've reached expert level. What's your advice? You know, like, if someone knows that they have that drive that you knew from the time that you were young, that sewing was for you, you know, what can you share with someone who's at the beginning of that journey?
I would say that practice is probably the most important part, especially if it's with technical skills. I worked really hard when I was in school, but I also worked on a lot of independent projects outside of that. Mm. If I wanted to learn how to make something, I would just try, and the first version might look awful, but then I would try again and again, and I would figure it out. I didn't learn everything that I needed to learn in school, so I found ways to teach myself a lot of those areas that I felt that I was missing, and I've just practiced a lot.
Wow. All right. And then we were speaking at the break. It sounds like it may also help to have like a steady roster of podcasts to listen to while you're doing your 10,000 hours of practice.
It's good to keep yourself entertained.
There you go. I love that. Oh, well, Rosalie, thank you so much for coming on today. Again, we shouted out patternsamplesew.com, but how can we keep up with you and your projects going forward otherwise?
So you can visit my website, as Maureen mentioned, and then you can also visit commonraven.work, and you can also follow that on Instagram.
Awesome. Well, congratulations on all of it. And can you remind us one more time, the open house, if anyone would like to come and see your studio in person?
It is Saturday, November 17th from noon to 6 p.m. And our address is 2414 Douglas Street, Northeast.
Great. Well, thank you so much. And good luck getting ready for the rest of the holiday markets.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, guys. So thanks so much for listening in. You can follow along with us on... all right, we're doing it. You can follow along with A Creative DC. Alexia is giving me a thumbs up. Thank you. On Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at A Creative DC. And we're online at acreativedc.com. This project would not exist without perspective outside of our own. And we are so grateful to be able to take these weekly dives into the A Creative DC hashtag feed. Big thanks to our new partners at Full Service Radio. Alexia, thank you for producing this episode. And Rosalie, thank you again so much for being our guest. You can follow along with Full Service at fullserviceradio.org, Full Service Radio on Instagram, and at Full Service RDO on Twitter. Until next week, I'm Morgan West, and this has been Direct Message with A Creative DC.
Thanks for listening to this program on Full Service Radio, broadcasting and recording from the Line Hotel in Adams Morgan, Washington, D.C. Full Service Radio programming can be accessed live and archived on fullserviceradio.org. Our talk programming is available on most podcast apps like iTunes and Stitcher, and our DJ sets are available on mixcloud.com/fullserviceradio. Full Service Radio features over 30 weekly shows and over 50 local hosts covering every topic imaginable. If you want to be a guest or get involved, email us at info@fullserviceradio.org. Follow us on Twitter at @FullServiceRDO, on Instagram and Facebook at Full Service Radio. Thanks for listening.